I do kind of casually bring this up in conversation to people too. You know, they're just talking about things and I just look at them and I'm like, hey, so that's cool and everything. I'm glad to hear that your life's going well. I just wanted to let you know, I had about 64,000 points in my Chick-fil-A app. And so, you know, and it's going really well. You know, life's going great for me right now, guys.
It's Christmas in July as we welcome one of the hosts of the wildly popular Deck the Hallmark podcast. Daniel Pandolf, better known as Panda, is one third of the team that's been featured on Good Morning America, the Oprah magazine, and now, my pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast. I'm your host, Allison Storm. I'm joined by a Scrooge with a Christmas tree in every room, Jim Mann.
Whoa, that doesn't make sense. I'm not, can't be a Scrooge and have Christmas trees.
That's you, though. That's totally you.
I'm no Scrooge.
You still have Christmas trees in every room, though, right? You never take them down?
Well, I took them down last weekend, and they're going up next weekend, so.
You had to have a little break.
Yes.
Well, Jim, you've been a fan of the Deck the Hallmark podcast pretty much since they started 2 years ago.
Actually, I've been a fan for 3 years. I knew it was coming, so I've been sitting, you know, standing by waiting for it. So yeah, 3 years for me.
Oh, okay. You were ahead of the game. Got mm-hmm. it. Early adopter.
Yeah, that's how I roll.
So you obviously know this, but maybe everyone doesn't. Every episode of their podcast starts like this.
Hi, I'm Brand, and I love Hallmark Christmas movies.
Hey, I'm Panda, and I like Hallmark Christmas movies.
I'm Dan, and I despise Hallmark Christmas movies.
Panda is the guy who likes Hallmark Christmas movies. He doesn't love them. He doesn't hate them.
But I think I know he's way more passionate about Chick-fil-A, right, Panda?
Guys, I'm all in on some Chick-fil-A. Love it.
I do. I feel like you maybe should be doing a Chick-fil-A podcast rather than Hallmark. I mean, like, you really love Chick-fil-A.
Oh, I'm next level Chick-fil-A, Allison. Let me tell you, I like so much so that now my friends kind of just make fun of me about it a little bit, which I'm okay about because, I mean, if you're going to make fun of me about something, I'm okay about the Chick-fil-A love. I've got a doormat that's all about some Chick-fil-A. Man, I love Chick-fil-A. I think I've had everything on the menu.
Oh, wow. How did your love start? Like, how old were you?
So I'm originally from up north. And back when I lived up there, there was no Chick-fil-A. So the very first time I had Chick-fil-A was when we did a road trip, my family and I, to a mall in Indianapolis. And I had the chicken nuggets and the waffle fries. And as soon as I tasted the waffle fries, I knew I had fallen in love. Like, that was my true love right there. And I was probably 8 at the time. And so I moved back to the South in South Carolina, moved to the South, I should say. And, you know, Chick-fil-A finally migrated its way over into South Carolina. And, man, since then, it's just been, the brakes have been off. It's been nothing but Chick-fil-A for me. And then one moved just a few, like, minutes from my house. And that's really when my entire life got absorbed by Chick-fil-A. So that's kind of the short story of my deep love for Chick-fil-A and how it's kind of become just a staple in our household.
I love that you literally remember the first time that it touched your tongue.
It is a vivid memory. The very fact that it's that vivid, and it may be one of the most important moments of my life, like, looking back now.
And you say that so scared. Seriously.
I'm telling you, I'm serious about my Chick-fil-A, y'all.
We're not questioning that. But maybe tell us a little bit more about this contest that you entered at your local Chick-fil-A.
The Chick-fil-A in Traveler's Rest ended up having, I guess it was back in November. They said the person with the most mobile scans would win free Chick-fil-A for a year. And so I already was going to Chick-fil-A just a lot already at this point. So I talked to my wife and I said, listen, how serious do we want to be about being the best ever at something? And she said, oh, I think it's important. And I said, well, here's the opportunity to get the most mobile scans in Traveler's Rest. And she said, go for it. And when somebody tells me to go for something, back up, like, it's going to happen. And so I think the very first day of the competition, I got about 8 or 9 scans in one day. That means I went to and ordered 9 times at Chick-fil-A. And let me be clear, those were 9 separate occasions that I made room for throughout my day. That was me going out, picking up a drink or eating some food. And then, so that just kind of carried on. And I, by the end of the month, I had something like almost 100 scans. That means I visited Chick-fil-A 100 times in a month. And I'll be honest with you, I think I lost out on the price value kind of correlation there. I think I spent more than the price was worth, but it's worth it because now I refer to myself as King Chicken. And I don't know if that's something to brag about, but I do it anyway because, hey, Chick-fil-A.
Wow, that sounds like a Rocky movie.
Let me tell you, there were a lot of ups and downs and a lot of highs and lows there, Jim, because here's the key. There were other people who were gunning for me, and I was worried. Like, every week they would release who was number one, and I couldn't let anyone pass me. Like, this was a very serious matter to me. I was taking it very seriously.
Well, how many points you have on your app? That's what I want to know.
Probably over 64,000 at this point. It's right around there.
You are a professional.
Well, and I don't, like, listen, I don't know what other people are scoring on their apps, but I'm just going to say I have red status all the way through next year, like August of next year. So pretty pumped about that. I love my red status. I wouldn't want to give it up. That's the highest tier level. And like, really, I do kind of casually bring this up in conversation to people, too. You know, they're just talking about things and I just look at them and I'm like, hey. So that's cool and everything. I'm glad to hear that your life's going well. I just wanted to let you know I have about 64,000 points in my Chick-fil-A app. And so, you know, and it's going really well. You know, life's going great for me right now, guys.
Yeah, ask Allison about her status.
Oh, my goodness. I'm not red status yet. Oh, like, how can that be? I don't know.
Come on, we've got to step up your game here. We've got to make this happen as soon as possible.
We do need to step up my game. So let me ask you this. If you, like, say you were applying for a job right now and you had to do a resume, would you put red status on your resume?
100% I would do that. I would list Chick-fil-A points. I'd probably label myself as current resident King Chicken in Traveler's Rest. And so, I mean, I don't know how I couldn't get a job at that point.
What does your wife think about this? I mean, I know she was on board originally, you know, when you said you wanted to win this competition, but did she ever kind of regret that? Or is she like a queen chicken?
No, we've talked about that because that's an important question. And let me tell you, I think it's morphed into something she wasn't anticipating nor desiring, but that's okay. So it was right around mid-November where she looked at me and she says, you know, I miss you because you've been at Chick-fil-A a lot. I don't see you much anymore. And so I said, you know, I get that. I understand. But we're doing this for a greater cause. And since she loves Chick-fil-A quite a bit. So I don't want to downplay that at all. And I think she's proud of me. Like, as much as you can be that somebody ate out that many times. But I do think she's proud of me, definitely.
Wow. So you have all of these points. Do you actually turn your points in for free food?
So, okay, here's the deal. And maybe this is like next level nerdy and geeky, but like that's kind of how I operate in my life anyway. I obsess on stuff and I want to know all the details of things. So I sat down and I kind of laid out what was the best usage of your points total. And I went through every lunch and item slash dinner item, and I just calculated, okay, what's the best usage of my points total? So, I mean, I had a massive stockpile of points, and so I wanted to make sure that I got the best bang for my buck. But, you know, now I've had everything on the menu. You know, I go out quite a bit there. So now I've become a little bit more generous at this point. I'm not such a Scrooge with my points. And so I'll buy people, you know, frozen coffees. That's the big thing. My parents are huge on the frozen coffees. A lot of times they'll babysit my daughter. And so I reward them. One of the ways I reward them is giving them some frozen coffees a few times a week. And so I'll use my points on the frozen coffee, even though, by the way, guys, and this is maybe on the down low. Maybe this is why it's, you know, it's unofficial. I don't want to spoil too much here, but the iced coffee is not the best usage of your points. Not the best usage. You don't want to do that. Go for the fries and the sodas. That's the best use of your points. But anyway, so I do the frozen coffees. I give those out quite a bit. And, but yeah, that's what I use my points on now.
You're like a high roller when you come into Chick-fil-A. You're like, I'll get that free iced coffee, free frozen coffee.
I do. You know, when you feel, you know, you've hit the big time when you can get the salads and you just sit there and you tell them, hey, listen, I'll go with that Southwest salad. And guess what? It's covered, guys. That's big time.
That is a rush. I've had that rush myself. That's something about it. And it's not practical, like you said, but no. Still. It feels
good. Oh, no, not practical at all. That's just if you want to impress people. Like if you're on a date for the first time or something like that, and you were with somebody and you paid for the entire thing using points and you're getting the salad, like that's, man, I don't know how somebody wouldn't be impressed.
Why are the salads so many points? Do we know?
I don't know. I have no clue. Hmm. No clue. Wish I did. Me and Chick-fil-A need to have a talk about that. I'm working on it, guys.
Awesome. Well, you mentioned your daughter. Are you raising her to love Chick-fil-A as much as you do?
100%. So very early on, like as soon as she was born, we were, she couldn't obviously chew anything yet, but we wanted her to get accustomed to the smells and the sights and the sounds of Chick-fil-A. So we were taking her quite a bit after she was born. But I'm pretty sure one of her very first solid foods was, in fact, a Chick-fil-A french fry, waffle fry. And she has always loved them. So like whenever we would pull into the Chick-fil-A parking lot, she would scream. And she could barely say many words at this point, but she would scream and she'd go, ooh, fries. So she knew what we were doing. And she got pretty excited about that. But, you know, she's my little partner in crime. And when we were able to go inside Chick-fil-A at the time, I taught her how to use a spoon for the first time in a Chick-fil-A right around Christmas. And then she has a love for Chick-fil-A. She knows exactly what's going on. And then Chick-fil-A, one of the great things about Chick-fil-A and one of the things I really do appreciate about it is that they try to do a lot of things for the community. And one of the best things that they absolutely do and I love, and I was really excited to get a chance to do it this year, was they have the daddy-daughter date night. And it is, man, just the coolest thing. So they brought in like a vintage car. And then they had it kind of 50s style retro. And so I dressed my little girl up. I dressed up and they brought out a menu and they had table service for us. And it was just a really sweet time. And it was really just an awesome experience. And it was a really amazing memory. They made balloon animals. They had a guy come around and do balloon animals. And my daughter just lost her mind. Like she thought it was just the coolest thing on earth. And getting a chance to just experience it with her and form those memories even at a young age has been, you know, just a really big blessing to me personally.
Wow. How did I miss that?
I know. Jim, what were you doing, man?
I take her to Chick-fil-A a lot, but never been to that event for crying out loud.
Oh, I'm starting to wonder if Panda loves Chick-fil-A more than Jim.
Me too.
Guys, listen, I'm not here to cause division or quarrels or anything like that. But I mean, can I say, Jim, I'm a little disappointed right now. I love you, man. I'm praying for you. Thoughts and prayers over in your direction.
Yeah, I need it, apparently.
Well, we're going to take a little break, but when we come back, I'm literally going to put Jim and Panda up against each other and see who loves Chick-fil-A more. Stick with us.
Before 2020, you probably never thought you'd have a collection of face masks, but that's just the world we live in right now. Well, make your mask stash more moveless with one of our cow print face masks. Right now, we're giving one away free with every order at ChickFilaPodcast.com. Use the code KIDMASK for a free children's mask or coupon code ADULTMASK for a free adult mask. That's KIDMASK, all one word, or ADULTMASK, all one word, to get your free cow print face mask. This offer is available while supplies last at ChickFilaPodcast.com.
And welcome back. We are having a rare opportunity to have an actual conversation with a panda. Not many people get to do that.
Your nickname is based on your last name, right?
Yep. My name, Daniel Pandolf. But then in high school, people started calling me Panda and it just kind of stuck.
But you have another nickname for yourself that reflects your love of Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, I am the King Chicken, guys.
Well, I really do like that title. I'm wondering if Jim feels a little threatened by it. So it's time to play a round of Chick-fil-A trivia. Our guest, obviously, is Chick-fil-A super fan Panda. He's going to be going up against our resident waffle fry whiz kid, the sauce boss himself, Jim Mann. I'm excited to tell you what you guys are competing for. All right, okay. You ready for this?
Yes.
You guys are competing for a custom King Chicken sash. It's a red satin sash with rhinestones that spell out King Chicken.
He probably already has it.
I don't yet, Jim. And so the things just got serious right now, Jim. Like, this just got amped up. Like, I put on my game face right now. You can't see it, but I'm ready.
Wow.
Will Panda hold on to his title, or will he be dethroned by Jim Mann? We're about to find out.
Whoa, I feel like I'm stepping in the ring with Muhammad Ali. I'm a little nervous.
All right, to ring in, Panda, you're going to shout, "My pleasure." And Jim, you're going to moo like a cow.
Oh, crying out loud. I'm already an underdog.
Okay, so here we go. Question number one. What was Chick-fil-A's tagline in the 90s? A, best thing to happen to chicken. B, wake up, your biscuits are ready. C, don't have a cow. Or D, you're my number one.
Moo?
Yes, Jim?
Well, from the chicken point of view, it can't be A, best thing to happen to a chicken, because it's not good for them. I'm going to go with, the other two don't really make sense. I'm going with B, wake up, your biscuits are ready.
You're right!
Yes! Oh, good job.
In your face!
I didn't know, you're right. I stand man. Now I'm getting nervous. I'm nervous right now.
Ooh, I get that right hook in there.
I'm shocked you guessed that, because it's so weird. Wake up, your biscuits are ready.
It is weird. Don't have a cow. It's not. That'd be even weirder.
Well, I mean, it was the 90s. I thought maybe, you know, a Bart Simpson type of thing might have gotten through, but I didn't trick you guys.
Mm.
All right, number two. The Dwarf House was the first restaurant Truett Cathy ever opened. How much was a waffle on the 1946 Dwarf House menu? Was it A? This is a very obscure question. A nickel, B 12 cents, C a quarter, or D 99 cents?
My pleasure.
Yes, Panda.
All right, I'm going to go with it was a quarter.
You're right.
Oh, yeah.
You just tied it up.
Oh, no. I'm sweating again.
Panda, was that a guess, or are you educated in the 1946 Dwarf House menu?
It's not one of my areas of expertise, but I feel pretty confident that I don't think 99 cents was going to fly, and the other numbers could have been, that's possible, but it felt right. Something about that number was standing out to me, so that was an educated guess.
All right, nice. Hmm. Question number three. What celeb camped out when the first Chick-fil-A opened in Manhattan? Was it A, Michael Strahan, B, Kelly Ripa, C, Anne Hathaway, or D, Kevin Bacon?
Moo.
Yes, Jim.
I can't see Michael Strahan doing that. Kevin Bacon, he's too cool. I'm going to go with Kelly Ripa because she gets excited about things. So, B.
You are right!
Yes!
Ooh. Surge ahead again.
This is intense.
Oh, wow. I'm gonna put my headband on.
Are you sweating?
Yes.
I'm nervous. I am legitimately nervous, guys. This is the moment that I wasn't prepared for, and I'm getting nervous, Jim.
Your knees are weak.
You have two questions left, Panda.
All right.
Still could be yours. All right, number All right. four. Where was the first drive-through only Chick-fil-A? A, Greenville, South Carolina. B, Wichita, Kansas. C, Miami, Florida. Or D, Roanoke, Virginia?
My pleasure.
Yes, Panda.
Roanoke, Virginia.
You are wrong.
Oh, no.
Okay, Moo?
Yes, Jim?
I have no idea, so I'm going to go with the hometown of Greenville, South Carolina.
If Jim gets this right, he really secures his victory. And Jim, you are right!
Oh, no! You are the king chicken, Jim.
I never doubted. That was so secure.
I feel terrible. We invited Panda onto the show, and then Jim, like, stomps on his dream.
I know. You just really crushed me. Like, guys, I'm going to have to go back and rethink my life at this point. I don't even know what to do with myself. I'm going to be just kind of moping around the house the rest of the day. I don't know.
Take one of my points.
Are you sharing it with me, Jim? That's just, you see, you're just a better man than me. Because if we were in a situation like this, if it was flipped, I would not share.
It's the Chick-fil-A way.
That's true. And you know what else? I'm going to get out my bedazzler and make you your own sash, Panda.
I'll take it. I'll be okay with that. I'll take a runner-up prize. I'm okay with that.
Hey, we have one more question. We can make it double.
Oh, you want to?
Yeah, I'm game.
Panda, you want to do that? Like,
oh, of course I do. If I can at any point win that sash, I'm in.
All right, here we go. I guess this game's not over. Question number 5. Who was Truett Cathy named after? A. Truett Seawall, an American baseball player. B. Judge Homer Truett Bone. C. American soldier Alexander H. Truett. Or D. Clergyman George Washington Truett.
My pleasure.
Yes, Panda.
I'm going to go with the clergyman. I forgot his name as soon as you said it, but I'm going with that one.
George Washington Truett.
Yes.
Is he correct? For the win. Panda, you got it!
Whoa! Okay. I thought it was Bob Hope. Doesn't make sense, though.
Man, I am sweating, you guys. This has been quite the competition. My palms are sweaty. I need to take a break, but when we come back, it's time for Chick-fil-A.
Hey, it's Jim Mann here. Allison asked me to read you a few randomly selected 5-star reviews from our Apple podcast. What we got here? All right, here's one. Singing Cop's Wife writes, "We love Allison and Chick-fil-A. She is so great to listen to and keeps your attention." Yada, yada, yada. Okay, it's fine. Something else. Here's Ashley B. Newman. "Love this new podcast, fine. Binge the episodes immediately. Allison is so sweet and joyful." Gosh, next. Kelly writes, "Allison is such a bright light. The podcast is funny and uplifting." Is my mic not working on these things? Anyway, I think you get the point. So I need some of you to mention how much you love our podcast, especially that Allison, huh? She's great. Just click write a review in Apple Podcasts and tell everyone how awesome Allison is. J-I-M. Jim, it's not hard. It only takes a second. You can even do it while you're sitting in the Chick-fil-A drive-thru. Order yourself some extra waffle fries as a reward for helping us out. That Allison, she's something, isn't she?
Welcome back. Our guest today is Panda, one of the hosts of Deck the Hallmark, a podcast that reviews Hallmark Christmas movies, and it's amazing. Panda, how many Hallmark Christmas movies have you watched now?
It's probably close to 200 at this point that I've seen. So yeah, it's right around there. I've lost track, to be honest with you guys. It just keeps coming. It's just a never-ending wave of Hallmark movies. So, but I think it's getting up close to 200.
Now, the two worlds, do they collide? Do you eat Chick-fil-A while watching the Hallmark Christmas movies?
That's a common occurrence. A lot of times I'll have to, we'll record the episodes in the morning, and so I'll end up watching the movies at night. And if I'm watching them at night, it's going to be, I typically have, you know, a Diet Coke and some sort of snack or something that I'm watching Chick-fil-A with. So yeah, that does happen a fair amount.
Well, it's time for a segment we call Chick-fil-A. We want to celebrate what's going great in your life, Panda, while drinking Chick-fil-A milkshakes. So I know you're a Christmas guy. Well, I'm assuming you're a Christmas guy, given your line of work. But does that mean that peppermint milkshake is your favorite?
Before I even came on this pod, I was like, I've got to plug the peppermint milkshake. It's actually my favorite of the milkshakes. It's my all-time favorite. And it probably is my favorite menu item, if I'm being real with you. And it's the reason I gave up dieting around the holidays anyway, like trying to even be good. Like, I just absorb those things. Like, just set up an IV of peppermint milkshake in me, guys, because it's awesome. I love those things so much.
Wow, it's probably good they're only seasonal then.
It really is. There's always a moment of sadness when they're off the menu. Like, it's a little bit of a heartbreak, but I'm like, it's probably good for my health at this point. But, oh, man, they are the absolute best. And, you know, like, here's the deal. I didn't actually used to like them, but it was my wife who, she would always get them, and I was like, all right, let me try them one more time, because I had them, like, one time. And then after, I don't know, it just hit different. Maybe it was Christmas magic. I don't know what happened, but... And ever since then, that's all I get. Like, they are my absolute favorite milkshake.
Wow. So besides the peppermint milkshake, what are you really excited about these days?
There's a lot of great things that have been going on. I'm the CEO of a company called Ministry Assistant Services, and I get a chance to help churches and nonprofits find virtual assistant work when they need administrators, those kind of things, and really enjoy doing that. And also, as you mentioned, I'm one of the hosts of the Deck of Hallmark podcast. And one of the other fun things I get a chance to do is the guys, Daniel and Brandon, launched a podcast network. And part of that podcast network includes just a whole bunch of other shows that I get a chance to be a part of. One of them's History or His Story, which is a history podcast, which is a lot of fun. It's a game show as well, which is a lot of fun to do. And then also I just launched recently a new one where I sit down and I interview authors who have written Hallmark books, some that have been turned into Hallmark movies, and called the Hallmark Book Club Podcast. So it merges my love of reading and my affinity for Hallmark movies. So it's a lot of cool things going on in the podcast world.
Wow, you're really into podcasting, aren't you?
You know, it's kind of turned into that way, Jim. Yeah, it seems to happen. Yeah.
Well, now you can do it wearing a sash. That's going to be great.
No, it's probably one of the most exciting things that's ever happened to me.
Well, having you on the show is definitely one of the most exciting things to happen to us. So you are always welcome back anytime. It's obvious that you are a true Chick-fil-A super fan.
Thank you so much for having me on the show. It's been just an absolute pleasure to be here.
So where can people connect with you, Panda?
You can find out more about me on my Instagram page, which is DTHPanda. On Instagram. And then you can also check out my company, Ministry Assistant Services, at it's, and the address for that is www.ministryassistantservices.com. And you can also check out the Deck the Hallmark podcast, you can check us out, Bramble Jam Podcast Network, and you can see some of the other shows that we do. If you take a look at some of the on Google, you'll find it there.
Love it. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Oh, I thought you were going to say my pleasure.
Yeah, I should have. And, you know, I realize now it's a missed opportunity. Can I try that again?
Sure. Thank you so much, Panda.
Oh, my pleasure, guys.
Well, if you enjoyed today's show, please do what a Chick-fil-A team member would do. Politely pass this goodness on to a friend. Take a screenshot, share it on social media, help us spread the word. Also, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, can you do me a favor? Pick up your phone, hit those 5 little stars, and leave a review. We love reading them, and we'd love to read yours. Until next time, stay tender and saucy, my friends.
Special thanks to our sound engineer, me, and our co-host, also me. This episode of My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast, was written and produced by Allison Storm, but it was edited by me. For more information about me, visit manmadeproductions.com. That's man with 2 N's, madeproductions.com.